This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm sure you guys are busy with the brand new CD out, Liberal Shop of Horrors.
We are, and thank goodness these guys keep giving us more material every day.
Exactly. I can't wait to get my T-shirt from the tour of this album. So, obviously, it's every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, and then various sites around the country as well. What's jumped out at you from the news this week, Mark?
Well, you know, we've got a couple things. We've got politicians who are always deciding to change parties or leave parties. We've got Chris down in Florida who decided to leave the Republican Party.
That's right.
I think he's joining the all-tan party with John Boehner, maybe.
There you go.
You know, we've got a little oil spill could throw a monkey wrench into Obama's offshore drilling plans now.
Oh, yeah, there's already senators saying that he should back off as a result of that.
Yep. And then, of course, we've always got kind of our little continuing undercurrent of our favorite kind of kooky party, the Tea Party guys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, you know, you see studies and they say, oh, they're very educated and they're actually make a lot of money in general, but the ones that show up for the rallies are not quite that group, I don't think.
So here's the latest Capitol Steps look at the Tea Party.
The government wants to take over my health insurance.
Mine too.
I'm annoyed.
And I'm annoyed.
And we're
a paranoid.
Our eyes have seen the gory and the bloody healthcare fight.
And believe in every rumor is America's birthright. Is Obama just like Hitler?
Well, both of their moms were white.
Make sure Fox News is on.
Glory, glory, paranoid. Socialist boy, the truth is so far gone. We'll descend on each town meeting, call each congressman a putz. My name's Filbert.
Hazel.
I'm Pecan.
Pistachio.
We're nuts.
Soon health records will be on a chip
implanted in your butts that you'll be sitting on. We've dismissed them. 37th best health system. We beat Azerbaijan.
I'll send emails to my congressman. Tell off that low-life troll. On my iPhone, I'll send him a note that's full of vitriol.
Yeah, I think you're typing that on your TV remote control.
What channel is he on?
Illegal immigrants will get big bags of cash when they are sick.
In the House, Speaker Pelosi's trying every ploy and trick
to persuade those blue dog Democrats. She called in Michael Vick.
Is this healthcare swan song?
Mark, obviously the healthcare debate, at least in terms of the major legislation, is over. So now we've moved on to far less divisive issues like immigration reform.
Exactly. Something everybody can get behind.
Exactly right. What else are you guys looking at?
Well, you know, we've got we're trying a couple new numbers. We've got, you know, Barack and the whole NASA budget cuts and no longer messing with the moon, but send somebody to the Mars instead in 20 years or whatever that is. We've got a couple new numbers about that, and we're just kind of tinkering around, seeing what's going on. You know, Goldman Sachs is certainly everybody's kind of go-to whipping boy right now, and we're happy to jump on that bandwagon as well.
There'll be a new administration whenever the Mars mission comes around, but is Joe Biden on the president's shortlist for the first adventurer?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's the new undisclosed location.
Yeah, apparently since Biden kind of fessed up the other one. So.
In space, no one can hear you gas.
That could be a dream situation for him. Mark, thanks as always for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online, where you can also get their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.